Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, We Pray, Pray, and Pray Again.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "Oh, faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him, and when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" The father replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." And then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." Do you ever feel like this father, desperate to do anything to stop the suffering of those you love, those you care about? We are desperate, are we not? Desperate as we see our own common home, our own beloved community thrown to the ground and convulsing right now in these days, as we see our earth and countless beings, human, other than human, writhing in pain, diminishing in front of our eyes, tossed over and over again on the scalding coals of indifference and irrelevance. Regions of southern Africa with their lowest rainfall since 1981 are sweltering in temperatures rising at twice the global rate. These are countries like Zambia and Madagascar, Namibia, Lesotho. As ponds and rivers dry up, children must walk farther to fetch water. And the farther they walk, the more at risk they are. Injuries increase. Possible trafficking increases. And as climate triggers displacement and migration, families are removed from the safety of community, and they too become prey. Prey for those who make their money on human hopes and fears. We see the suffering. We see the rivers foaming at their mouths, the earth poisoned and raped. We hear the cries of children being bought and sold, of bodies emptied of organs as commodities. This desperate father's words are our own words. Standing in front of Jesus, we cry, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And looking into our eyes, Jesus has the exact same response. If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith. We cry out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Softly, Jesus speaks a truth in our ear. This can only happen with prayer. I learned it so well in the desert, those 40 days and nights. And as I hung on the cross, seeing my mother weep. Please, stay in your pandemic desert as long as you need to, so that you too understand faith makes all things possible. Keep your eyes on those who weep and mourn. Tune your ears to the cries of loneliness, fear, and hunger. As Jesus is saying this, we see his hand extend to the boy thought dead, the boy now rising, and our faith deepens, our prayer being answered in this very moment, a faith that allows us to see the interconnectedness of the world, a faith that reveals to us we are able to create the future we want, a more inclusive, fraternal, peaceful, sustainable world, to quote Pope Francis. Today, we commit to such a deepening of faith for the life of the world, because we do know everything is possible to one who has faith. As we pray and pray and pray again, "I do believe, help my unbelief,"